0010.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I am Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Hey, that Dr. Mark Skousen is a pretty interesting guy. I want to really, really stress that the Freedom Fest conference is going to be held in Las Vegas on July 8th, 9th, and 10th, where we will be doing radio. That's one you really ought to try to attend if you can possibly do it. You know, the lineup of guests, speakers, et cetera, is incredible. I mean, starting out with Steve Forbes, as Mark mentioned, Doug Casey, Rick Rule, some people who just really, really are very, very bright in their views, I think, that are something you really ought to take a look at. If you can't make it, we will probably be doing special broadcasts from there, and we will be doing as many interviews as we possibly can, and you'll be able to listen to them on the various stations that carry our show and also certainly on this show. Okay, having said that, here to open up this last hour with Roger Wiegand. Roger, I want to get your opinion on something that is, in my mind, a real ho-hum, but it's being played in the press like it's a real big deal. Okay, front page of the Wall Street Journal, June 25th, yesterday, Obama holding Wall Street accountable in a speech ahead of his departure for the G20 conference. President Obama said the financial overhaul bill will hold Wall Street accountable and help prevent other financial crises. After more than 20 hours of continuous wrangling, congressional Democrats and White House officials reached agreement on the final shape of legislation that would transform financial regulation in the United States. From everything that I know about this, and my knowledge is based on not only reading various accounts of this, but also chatting with some other people about it, I think it's a big ho-hum, and I think in some cases, very detrimental aspects of this. What does Roger Wiegand say?
Oh, I totally agree with that. What's happened here is they spent a lot of time and money trying to put together a bill which allegedly prevents the messes that we've had that were created by the Federal Reserve and the bankers in New York. And it not only doesn't do that, but it muddies up the waters and makes things worse.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest problems are this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac thing, which that's like the third rail on Social Security. They're not going to touch it. And the reason for that is the big unknown and kind of dirty plan in the background is to take all of the real estate loans from every place they can find them, good, bad, ugly, whatever, pile them into Fannie and Freddie, and then those two companies are going to be bankrupt. I mean, they've already been delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. That's something that's really critical for them to continue with, because that would mess up the plan if they put that in the financial overhaul part of it, which they did not do.
You know, I think mistakes have really been made in the past. Under the Clinton administration, Glass-Steagall was repealed. You know, my first response to that was one of disbelief. My second response was, well, you know, maybe in the interest of capitalism, caveat emptor, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, repealing Glass-Steagall was a very, very good act, and repealing it was a very, very silly thing to do in my mind. You know, I've heard that on this new financial reform, that the disclosure is so onerous in the area of mortgage lending that it could actually hurt the home, the real estate industry. What do you think?
Well, it's already wounded and dying from our point of view. We see another 3 to 5 years down in real estate,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely agree with that. I think that the rejection of Glass-Steagall Act was an act that was a good act in the beginning. When they took it out, that was basically the beginning of all these nasty problems, because it permitted banks to do things that they shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when a lot of the dirty laundries really started to hit the fan, so to speak.
Yeah.
The next thing is that this act, this new financial sweeping overhaul, it's supposed to encourage stability and confidence in these financial markets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to do this because the risk remains. The derivative part of it, which these bankers are supposed to explain, is unexplainable.
Yeah.
And that's what made the whole dirty business so effective from the banker's viewpoint. Nobody could understand it. Nobody could untangle it. And when these mortgages were sliced and diced so many times, nobody really understands or knows who is the proper title owner to a lot of this real estate. And I've talked to people in California now. They don't know who to pay their mortgage to. They're actually at risk of paying their mortgage to a person or to a bank that they thought really owns the loan, when in reality it's been sold to somebody else. They could find themselves having paid in full and then have somebody else step up and say, guess what? You still owe the whole amount.
It's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, but from a practical standpoint, how could that be possible? I mean, the original lender, you know, whoever actually holds the paper, you know, you get behind 2 weeks and they're going to contact you.
Well, here's what I've heard, okay?
Uh-huh.
A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, maybe even longer, a lender went in court to try to foreclose on 11 people, and the judge asked the lender, okay, where's your proof that you own these loans? They couldn't prove that they owned the loans because the loans had been sold like 10 or 12 different times, and the whole mess was so convoluted that the judge threw the case out, and the defendants, the people who owned the properties, just walked away.
Yeah.
And in California, what's happening is that you've got all kinds of lenders trying to do the right thing, and they can't really understand how they can clean up their books or straighten things out. So in the bigger picture, Fannie and Freddie have been directed to scoop up all of these real estate loans. We're talking trillions of dollars. And they're going to put all those loans in those two companies, and then they're going to file bankruptcy and eliminate the debt. And that's the government's solution to write off this real estate industry problem.
You know, I want to switch the subject just a little bit and go to the jobless bill, which didn't work this week. Basically, it failed to pass on the third attempt. The vote was 57-41, which I find to be interesting. But the result of that is 1.3 million unemployed Americans are going to lose their jobless assistance because they've simply run out of benefits. Now, on the one hand, the Democrats are saying it's all the Republicans' fault, the party of no. I can't agree with that. I have to say it's not necessarily the party of no. It's the fact that the United States doesn't have the money in their checking account to pay that out. I mean, am I being a real hard guy when I say that? I mean,
No, you're being absolutely accurate, and that's a real tough thing to deal with. I mean, you and I both have compassion for people that are unemployed.
Sure.
I know you do, and I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially feel badly about young children going to bed hungry.
Yeah.
But by the same token, are these guys write bad checks to the states for unemployment? I mean, there are 9 states right now that have borrowed in excess of $50 billion because their unemployment funds are gone. They've run out. And then the national government, extended the coverage period from 26 weeks to 1 year. Now we've gone past the one-year thing, and this bill was supposed to add to helping all these people, and then it was rejected because there was no funds. They didn't know where to get the money. I mean, it's just one mess after another.
Well, Roger, here's an interesting question. We're kind of running out of time. We have a minute left here, so I'll pose it real quick. The question is, you know, this medical thing was passed knowing that we don't have the money to pay for it. Now, that's a huge, huge bill for that thing. Now, had that not gone through, perhaps would the situation with unemployment benefits have perhaps been different?
I would say you're probably correct in that one. I would think so, and I would lean more toward paying extended unemployment than messing up the health rules and the healthcare industry, which is basically what happened.
Well, the fact of the matter is, with the healthcare industry, you know, it's great to be an alarmist and say if everybody doesn't have healthcare, people are going to die. Well, in fact, that's totally untrue. Medical care in cases of dire situations cannot be denied by law, and never could be. My personal opinion is this medical thing should have been perhaps put on a back burner for a while, and we should have looked at the unemployment people, because there are 1.3 million people right now, many of whose kids are going to go to bed hungry, and that's something I don't want to see. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy. The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, Roger Wiegand's insights that he shared with us, you know, that he shares with us on a regular basis, but, you know, also in this last segment are really, really interesting. And I know it sounds like we're talking gloom and doom, et cetera, the world's coming to an end, the emperor has no clothes, the sky is falling, but, you know, that's really, really not the case. All we're saying is you have to be aware of the environment, and along those lines, you want to protect yourselves and your families as best you can. Now, I'm chatting right now with a new guest on the program. His name is Peter Cox, and Peter is involved with Lawrence Ralston in putting out a newsletter entitled Green Tech Opportunities. And I have to tell you, environmental issues are getting very, very important. And companies, in my mind, that are involved in what I would call the green sector of the economy do represent some really interesting investment opportunities, number one. And number two, I think that that is an environment that needs to be, it just needs to kind of come to the forefront more than it is. Peter, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Got a question. Now, why did you get interested in something like this as opposed to, you know, gold mining, silver mining, what have you?
I've had an interest in this since high school. I ended up going to Holland for an MBA degree, and worked then a few years in Germany in the biogas sector in energy efficient housing. That interest in looking at new sources of clean energy and better ways to use our energy has been there, as I said, since high school.
A lot of people poo-poo the green sector, you know, because I think they do it because they don't understand it in many instances. You know, out on the fringe of both sides, you've got people who I choose not to have on the program. But when you look at people within both sectors, you know, and the environmentally conscious movement is something that I think there's a lot of very, very bright, intelligent people in there. And it's, you know, many of the things that they support, Al Corlin also supports. Now, tell me, I guess, from an investment standpoint, what kind of companies are you guys looking at?
We're looking at companies that are putting forth new technological advances in the clean energy sector. So that's specifically wind, solar, geothermal, biomass to some extent, although we're staying away from biofuels for transportation due to our research. These are the companies that are proposing new ideas and new ways for us to use energy in our daily lives. Several of them, for example, wind, are already now competitive on a cost basis against traditional sources of energy.
Let me ask you about one that's near and dear to my heart, and that's called nuclear. You know, I think that, you know, nuclear energy has been misunderstood in the past. Number two, I find that a lot of people in the past who were adamantly against nuclear power have totally reversed their positions, and they're now saying, you know what, it's safe and it's clean, let's use it. What does Peter Cox think about that?
With the newsletter itself, we are trying to look at publicly listed companies. And the problem with nuclear is that there are very few, apart from a few mining companies, there are very few technological or nuclear technology-based companies that are publicly listed.
Yeah.
The big ones are state-owned, whether it's in France with Areva or otherwise. It's very difficult for us to find any companies in this sector. The second thing is that a reflection of this is that nuclear only exists because of rather massive state support. So we're looking for the companies, and we're trying to find new ideas in the sector, but we just haven't come across companies that we would feel comfortable recommending.
Basically, then, you're not really getting involved, for example, in the uranium sector, you know, companies that are in the exploration, development, or production stage in that sector, because you really are, I guess Lawrence would probably categorize that as being more something for resource opportunities, the other newsletter, and you guys are looking more for companies that, at companies that are involved in, you know, wind generation, solar power, et cetera, correct?
That's exactly correct. Our sister newsletter,
Marina
runs with Lawrence, has looked at uranium and has put out some issues on uranium mining. And that's exactly what they are looking for. And I think there, an argument can be made that for the nuclear power plants in operation today, we do need to look for further sources of uranium.
Oh, sure.
But as you've pointed out, our the aim of our newsletter is to look for the companies that develop the technology itself.
Sure. Now, give me a rundown, if you would, kind of, or tell our listeners when they look at green tech opportunities, what exactly will they find in there?
One, they'll find a monthly newsletter that first of all gives an overview of either a specific sector, whether it's wind or solar or solar thermal power, mm-hmm. et cetera, or we'll give an update on current events. As in a couple months ago, we looked at the green tech investing sector as an overall idea and why there was at the moment a certain skepticism or lack of interest amongst investors in the sector.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we'll look at one or two publicly listed companies a month,
mm-hmm.
and that are, as I've said, that develop or that are working towards a certain technological advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll provide updates on the companies that we've already covered or introduced before. And we end with a short green flash
mm-hmm.
Sector where we look at a few events that were interesting, but we don't want to develop into large articles.
Gotcha. Give me an example of, I don't know, half a dozen or so companies that you guys have looked at in the past.
One company that we've looked at is called Catch the Wind,
mm-hmm.
Based in the U.S., but listed here, up here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they have developed a technology that allows wind turbines to measure the wind out in front of the turbines, up to 200 to 300 meters in front, so that they can anticipate the direction of the wind coming towards the turbine. At the moment, turbines measure the wind after it's passed
mm-hmm.
behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always reacting to what's happened before.
Yeah.
With this ability to look in front,
mm-hmm.
You're able to capture 5 to 10% more energy and reduce maintenance costs on the turbines because they're not reacting to events
mm-hmm.
without prior preparation.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, we're going to provide, we have a banner for Lawrence on our website. We're going to provide a banner for Peter's, the publication that Peter is involved in. Take a look at it and see what you think. You know, it's an interesting area of investment that's opening up, and in my mind, it's something that folks should consider. Peter, always a pleasure to talk to you. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is now chatting with Peter Grandage. Peter and I are going to talk about gold, obviously. A lot of things are happening right now. Gold is hitting the mainstream press, which is an interesting sign. It has not been in the mainstream press to the extent that it is right now for a long, long time. I think there are a number of reasons for that happening. Peter and I have discussed in the past one aspect of what we feel is a very important part of the precious metals market that has heretofore not been priced into the market, and that is geopolitical turmoil, and very, very definitely geopolitical turmoil right now is centering around the Middle East. Pete, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Al. Thank
you. We've got some interesting stuff going on over there. For example, Russia is now weighing in. Front page of the Drudge Report a couple of days ago on Thursday. Russia lectures Obama on Iran sanctions. Didn't Know You from Israel is now being very vocal about a lot of the things that are happening vis-a-vis Jerusalem and some other situations, specifically the Iran nuclear situation. I think that this situation has not been priced into the market, as you and I have discussed in the past, Pete, and I think that it is a time bomb waiting to happen, and I think when this turmoil gets priced into it, I think that's when you're going to see $15, $16, $100 an ounce gold. What are your comments?
Well, I fully agree with you. I have talked for quite a while, like you, about this geopolitical concern in the world that's not being priced into the markets at this point in time. I've written to my readers about the intelligent reports that I read that you don't see in the daily news events. There's a series of things happening in the Middle East. Of course, many of us know at least or hear about the news regarding Israel and Iran and the potential of the Iran factor. What we don't hear a lot about is that Israel is also having troubles with neighbors, the Gaza Strip and what have you, even to the point where in Jerusalem there's a lot of fighting because there's a big fight about should Jerusalem be the city, capital city for Israel. And all of these things, we've got news now that Russia has not only smacked Obama over his hand about the sanctions to Iran, but they've announced that not only are they providing nuclear support to Iran, but they're now going to do the same for Syria. And, of course, Israel gets very, very concerned about that and what have you. Then there's the various militant groups that are in southern Lebanon and out of Syria, and some think also in Iran, who have been massive buildups of arms, tremendous amount of buildup of arms, and Israel is talking about that they can't live with that either. So I agree with you. It is a time bomb. It's only a question of when it goes off, not if, and what the impact it's going to have on the markets. And obviously one of the big markets besides gold that would have an impact is immediately would be in the oil market as well. So it is something that people should start to watch because it is getting closer and closer to igniting, and it really isn't priced at all in any of the markets at this point in time. And when we say price, because I know people are going to ask, what do we mean by that, is that people have not taken into account of the implications of that and have supposedly priced that in the markets or markets that we're referring to.
Well, you know, an interesting comment here, just to add a little bit of fire to what you're saying. Reuters on Thursday, May 13th, 6:34 in the morning Eastern Time, quote: Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the United States and other Western nations on Thursday against imposing unilateral sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program, Interfax News Agency reported. The European Union has said it may impose unilateral sanctions if a UN Security Council resolution fails. U.S. President Barack Obama's administration has been lobbying Western companies not to do business with Iran, but has not imposed sanctions against them yet. Pete, I have to tell you, you know, this is a... I think, personally, the fuse on the stick of dynamite has been lit, and I think that we're closer and closer and closer to that stick of dynamite going off. You know, it is any day we could wake up and have news similar to September 11th of a number of years ago, you know, when the terrorists went into the trade towers. I mean, that was a very, very dramatic event. I remember I was watching that on the news on the West Coast at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was just shaking my head saying, wow, how could this happen? I think we're right around the corner, Pete, from another major, major breaking news event, and I think it's going to center around the Middle East personally.
Yeah, and if and when that happens, and there's a military conflict involving Israel, what that will do is it will provide fodder to all these terrorist groups that, you know, that many realize are right here in the United States. It's just a matter of that we've been blessed that they've been able to been caught, or whatever they've done has not reached the level of that it could have been implemented. But many third-party groups, not government officials, who formerly are government officials and were in security and all, will tell you, and they say openly, that you can't catch them all, and eventually we're going to have to deal with one or more serious attacks here on soil. And what I think people don't realize when we talk about giving an example of not being priced in, I don't think people remember what it was like shortly after 9/11 when people didn't even want to go to a shopping mall and, you know, the economy was impacted. If we have that again in the teetering economic position we're in right now, and everything else happening, the oil slick, all this stuff, America could see another major recession again at a time when it can ill afford it. So that's what I really want to get across about markets and not pricing in the potential of this. That doesn't mean you sell everything today because this can happen one day or 5 years from now, but you got to keep in mind that is something that could very much change the markets literally overnight.
Absolutely overnight. Pete, I want to ask you a question. You're a pretty savvy market guy. I thought that I was a pretty savvy market guy. And I want to ask, you know, I was chatting with a neighbor a couple of days ago, and she just came into some money. And she said, you know, she said, in today's market, where would you put $200,000-$400,000 so it would be guaranteed 100% safe? You know, and I kind of scratched my head and I said, Susan, I got to tell you, I think the only place right now where a person can put money and almost be guaranteed that nothing bad will happen to it is the precious metals market. You think I'm nuts? I posed the same question to Dr. Martin Weiss. And let me hear what you say, and then I'll tell you what Marty said.
Well, I'll tell you, we used to have an answer for that. It was simple. We used to say T-bills because they were at one time the absolute safest thing, most liquid investment in the world, and return of principal was absolutely guaranteed other than the world coming to an end. I don't know if that's the case anymore. I do think one thing we have to say is that if gold and someone was very long-term oriented and said, I'll take the risk of a 10% principal downturn in the interim, but in the end I have 30, 40, 50, or even 100% higher, yes. To say it's absolutely certain and can't miss here, I think, Alan, as much as we love it and all, I think we'd be going a little too far at that point because, you know, one of the things that we have to remember here is there's still a group out there. They look to be mortally wounded or what have you, but they've been a group out there that has been anti-gold, and they still may have one good battle left in them. So there still could be one more swoon in the gold price before we eventually get to these higher numbers we all agree can still come. So I don't know if I would say it's absolutely safe, but I'll tell you this, I would rather have my money in gold than I would want to have in the euro, most countries, including the U.S. equity market. So gold would be a preferred place to be.
Well, you know, in essence, let me tell you what Dr. Weiss said. In the previous segment, he and I were talking about that, and he said, I certainly wouldn't put all of my money in gold. He said, I would put a portion of it in there, however. And then he said, you know, he said, there are still some pretty strong investments in the United States. He said, some of the banks, some of the financial institutions really are bucking the trend, and they represent very, very safe investments. That's an interesting point that I hadn't considered before, but I got to tell you, my friend, when you talk about the conventional market in general, you know, as measured by the Dow, the Nasdaq, and what have you, I don't think that is a good place to be. Witness what happened a week ago Thursday. You know, that could happen almost any day. We're living in a powder keg, my friend. We're sitting on top of a powder keg, I should say, and that powder keg can go off any time. People really have to be careful. Closing comments, Pete?
Oh, yes. I think what people have to conclude for those that were investing 20 or 30 years ago, there's no more time out. It's a 24/7 life in the investment world. And, you snooze, you lose, so to speak.
Yep.
And that's why we have to be very careful and on guard.
There you have it. Okay, Big Al's going to be right back with James Turk.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy AZ Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the final segment of the Corlin Economics Report for this weekend. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we started out the second hour where we typically talk for the entire hour about various aspects of the resource industry. Started out with Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. Mickey is giving, you know, a bit of a series on this show on his views on successful investing. I'm going to wrap up this segment with another gentleman, Jeff Phillips. Jeff has been on the program a number of times. He is a very, very successful entrepreneur in the resource sector. He raises money for companies involved in this sector, et cetera. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. He's you know, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, with Jeff in the sense that you know, his philosophy works really, really well, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Jeff, number one, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Al.
I have been investing, my wife and I have been investing in resource companies for 30 years, and we've done pretty well. And I want to say I'm not suggesting, you know, I'm not giving investment advice here, and I know that you're not either, but it's interesting how the opportunities in this industry, how large they are, but it's also interesting how large the disasters in this industry can be. You know, what in your mind do people have to be aware of so that they can stay away from the disasters?
By industry, you mean the natural resource,
yeah,
junior
right.
market, and investing in natural resource equities, basically.
Correct.
Correct, yeah. You know, there's so many different. I know you talked to Mickey on the earlier segment, who I respect quite a bit as a very good geologist and understands the markets. But, you know, it really comes down to what people are, what their objective is. I mean, again, you know, and that's how you sort of line up. As you said earlier, and you've been in it with me, I finance companies. I'm sort of an activist investor. I look for junior companies that I think have the potential to, although they're all high risk, to return fantastic returns over a 2 or 3 year period.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into those companies and I either finance them and I bring a network of people that I understand those people. Al, you've been in a couple financings I've arranged.
Sure.
You know, I understand those people. I understand what their risks are. I understand that they understand the junior resource market. And you know, so when they say they want this much of a financing that I'm arranging, you know, and they're part of my group, I know what their risk level is. What the problem is, I think if you don't know the group, and this comes when you've got people giving out advice, you know, whether it be print or on the air or interviews and so forth, and you don't know who your actual, the listener is, and, you know, and I could sit here and tell you that, I think gold's going through the roof and I'm buying junior gold stocks and one of my favorite stocks is XYZ Company. Well, unfortunately, someone out there listening to that interview decides that XYZ Company is going to make them rich and they take their entire life savings of $5,000 and put it in XYZ Gold Company. Well, that's a surefire way to you know, lose that money and feel you've been taken advantage of. You really have to, you know, decide what, you know, both the professional and the person on the other end have to decide what the, you know, what the objective is and give a clear-cut thing. So to answer your question, I think someone needs to be aware that you can, you know, again, buying one stock, junior resource stock, is never going to work. Your odds of success, the odds of these junior resource stocks being bought out down the road or actually capitalizing for all shareholders are very, very few of the overall companies.
Yeah.
You're really playing, and that's why you have people like Mickey who've told you that if you have a double in one of these stocks, sell half your stock. Then you have no risk. You've got your money off the table, and you have the other half for free. That's often cited by people. When in actuality, if you're actually paying taxes, that's not true. You have to sell a little bit more than half because you're paying taxes on the part you sold.
Right.
But if you can have a free position in the junior resource stock, that's a good spot to be.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I'm not a flipper, but I do take money off the table because I want to take my capital back off the table. But I am looking to develop companies over a 2 to 3 year period. I have 10 to 14 companies I invest in. You're someone that's getting into the sector should know that if they're going to invest in a junior resource stock, they should be looking at, you know, getting some professional advice and you know, probably having a portfolio of anywhere from 8 to 12 stocks.
I think where people really make mistakes when they're investing in small cap companies, you know, like, you know, the universe that you and I work in, I think where people really make mistakes is they let their emotions get away with them. Number one, they have unrealistic expectations. They perhaps believe things that they really know inside aren't true, but they're going to take a chance anyway. And then I think what's really, really interesting is so many people just blindly follow, you know, wild tips or something or some mailing that they got from somebody that says, you know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread or whatever. They don't use their heads. They don't look objectively at their investments oftentimes before they write a check. And boy, that's a huge mistake.
I absolutely agree with you, Al. The simple fact is that people, and it's human nature, we want to have someone tell us that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread and we should buy it. That way we don't have to make the decision. That means if it goes wrong, we can blame them and we can't blame ourselves, and it makes it easy. The simple fact is if you're investing in a junior resource stock, you should be doing a lot of due diligence, both on the internet, and making sure the portfolio you're picking, you know, the backgrounds. I mean, you know, I talk to people all the time that say I invested in this stock, and I'm saying, oh, well, that's interesting. Most of the insiders have been selling, and, you know, well, how do you know that? Well, it's free. You can go to CanadianInsider.com and see, you know, see who's been selling over the last.
Sure.
You know, people don't, really want to look at things, so. Look at a company and really understand, and you've got to be careful, because if you just jump in with both feet and trust the first person you find, you're probably going to end up losing your money.
Well, I think it's also really, really important for investors to work with really competent people in the industry, you know, competent registered investment advisors. There are a lot of folks out there who fall into that category. You know, in the United States, for example, they are typically registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, these are people who are there to help as opposed to line their own pockets, for lack of better terms. So it's really important, if you don't know the industry backwards and forwards personally, it's incredibly important to work with people who do. You know, and we've got a friend, at the risk of giving a free plug here, and I got no problem doing that. You know, one of the most knowledgeable people in the world is a guy who lives and works right around the corner from you, you know, Rick Rule with his firm.
Yeah, Rick's firm, Global Resource Investments, is a great brokerage firm if you're looking to get involved in the resource sector. And
right.
You obviously doesn't mean you're going to have Rick as your broker. You're going to, you know, there's a number of brokers there, but they've been in this business for a long time. Also, while you're bringing up my neck of the woods, the newsletter writer, Brent Cook, who writes Exploration Insights, lives in Southern California, here specifically in San Diego, where I live. And Brent's one of the best guys in the business. His newsletter is not cheap, but it's, you know, for people that are putting, you know, more than a few thousand dollars in this sector, it's something that someone should look into. Again, Brent is very cautious, but again, I don't rely on any one person. What I like to do is have several newsletter writers that I read, and you know, because nobody's perfect. I mean, you know, and everybody comes from a different angle. Some people are, you know, looking for deals that they can, you know, make 25% on their money and be gone. And some people are looking to advise a fund manager like that's going to put $2 million into a deal. And that's far different. If you're putting that kind of money into a junior company, the way you're going to get out is for that company to actually execute and sell themselves down the road.
Sure.
So you better be confident that that's what the company's doing. Whereas another newsletter writer could recommend XYZ company at 15 cents and it goes to 40 cents and everybody jumps up and down because they doubled their money and sell their stock. Well, that's fine if you only bought 5,000 shares and you can sell it. But if you bought $2 million worth, that doesn't work when the company doesn't work. And simple fact is most of these companies don't work.
Most of them don't. And that brings up an interesting question. The majority of these companies don't work. Why do you and I invest in them? I'm going to let you answer that.
Because even when companies don't work, there's ways to, there's those companies that were never set out to even try to work. I mean, they're run by people that you just shouldn't invest with.
Right.
And this is a tough business. I've been involved with companies that have gone from 50 cents to $10 and I've made lots of money and things have gone really well. And at the last sec, something goes wrong or the commodity price drops off a cliff or, it turns out that this happens or this country takes something back. You still had an opportunity to make lots of money. The company may eventually never work out, but in a good market, say the gold market, many people feel that gold, because of the currency crises around the world, is going to do very well over the next 2, 3, 4 years, and so the junior gold space could do real well. And again, there'll be stocks that in a good environment, which you and I have seen before, stocks that go from 30 cents to $5, lots of them. Again, so you can make money, but if you disappeared for 20 years and owned 15 of those, you're not going to come back and find 15 companies all still trading at $5. There's probably going to be two that worked out really well, and maybe they're $30 stocks. The rest are probably gone. So again, you need to take some cash off the table, and the reason I'm in this is because I've been involved with companies that I financed at 75 cents that are $100 stocks today on the American Stock Exchange.
Yep.
It's treasure hunting. I love it.
And I do too, and that's why we're in it. You guys, thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the weekend. Have a good Memorial Day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.